We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so am I supposed to talk now? Oh my yep. God. Who did that? I had no idea. What is that?
It's all for you, darling.
We are honoring you tonight. Okay, first of all, I get a program note, and all it has is question marks on it.
That's from Jimmy Erickson, your producer, your very, very hardworking producer who needs a raise and an employee of the month, by the way.
He worked hard.
Oh, my God. And then I call him, or no, I text him and said, what does that mean? What is my show tonight? Do we still have this person, you know, that I wanted? Or so? And he's like, question mark, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes me and says, it's all about you, darling. Oh, my God. I'm just shocked. I am shocked, and I'm not ready for this. I'm perspiring. This is not cute.
It's come fun. On.
You look great.
You look beautiful.
I would have dressed up tonight. And that's another thing. I thought no one was coming in studio tonight. Not a person.
So you don't have your hair on?
Girl, wait. I got, look.
She got a long hair.
She doesn't have let me walk out again without it. You do see it, right?
I do. Yes,
you do
darling.
See it. I have my hair on. Oh, my gosh.
So have fun. Shaletta brought cupcakes.
We brought cupcakes.
Cupcakes, water, beautiful flowers.
Yep. The kids
Susie
picked out flowers. Susie got a great card.
Adorable card.
Yeah.
I'm just, oh,
you have been at WCCO Radio
20 years.
20 years. Mm-hmm. And we had to celebrate that.
Goodness.
We had to just get together and say, what can we do to honor this woman for her legacy and her life's work at the station? I mean, you know, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know I told you no. Shaletta said to me, she said, we need to celebrate you. I said, no, makes me uncomfortable and I'm okay.
Mm.
You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And what did I tell you? We do what?
We go big. We go home.
Go big or go home.
She said, we go home. So I'm thinking, oh, well, no, don't do that. I told them, don't do that.
Mm.
And then the next thing I get is a program note with questions on it. So now what happens?
You
gotta speak up.
Hang out.
What happens?
I can't tell you what happens.
Other than that, Shaletta wore a pretty dress because she kind of has a crush on someone who's coming in.
Somebody who's coming in who's related to you.
So my family is coming. My family is coming. I was just with my family.
I know.
Nobody said a word.
They keep a good secret. Look at them Christians. Christians don't say nothing.
Also, Geraldine, I'm going to give you a hint. A lot of old friends.
A lot of old friends?
Will be checking in tonight.
Just to make sure you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be so happy.
Oh, my goodness.
So just enjoy. Don't sweat.
Don't sweat. Too late. Too late, darling. I'm over here sweating bricks.
So do you remember your first night on the air here at WCCO?
Yeah, tell us about the first night.
I do. I will say the first night was actually shadowing Patty Peterson.
Uh-huh.
And she invited me into the conversation. And that was the first time where I had to learn how the clock worked and all of that. And I have to tell you, I was so happy to be in the studio with her. Really, really happy to be on the air. Mm-hmm. And I wrote when I was, you know, 18 years old, trying to get a job. We had to have, you know, an objective. Do you guys remember those days? You had to write an objective. My objective, I wrote, was to have my voice heard by the masses. Now, I came up with that because I had nothing else. Right? You know, I didn't have this long resume of working. I had been working since I was 13, but those jobs were not what I was trying to get. I was trying to get a job in a bank right here in Minnesota. And I got the job. But my objective, I remember the man who interviewed me for the job asked me, what does that mean? Why do you want your voice to be heard by the masses? Now I got to think of something. Because I simply came up with that because I thought it sounded good, right? You know, plus I'm known for talking. I got in trouble at school for talking. You too, Susie?
Oh, you know, Geraldine. And I bet Shaletta, too.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, right? So here we are. All three of us are on radio. Can you believe that? Yet we got in trouble for it all the time. So I'm just amazed that I'm here at WCCO Radio. That's huge. And I don't take it for granted at all. And I'm so grateful. But I have to tell you, in the early days, it was rough. You know, in the first few months, people were calling me and calling me out of my name. I got death threats. You know, they were calling me the N-word and the B-word and, you know, what are you doing on WCCO? And I, you know, I kept saying, well, they decided to put a little coffee in the cream. And that didn't help, by the way, you ladies. That did not help.
That sound like it would have went over well with somebody calling you.
It just did not go well.
I mean, that's just me thinking. That's just me thinking.
Out on the farm.
Yeah. Just wrong. But that was my thing, is that I wanted to let people know that because they were trying to mix up the voices on WCCO. And that's how I got here. This is my first and only radio station I have ever been a host at. This is it.
And she had not had to do a box walk. You know how many box walks I've had to
What's
do?
A box walk?
See, she doesn't even know what a box walk is.
I don't either.
Y'all don't know what a box walk is. I've been put out of so many radio stations where when you come to work, there's a security guard at your desk, and they give you this box. She never had to do the box walk.
No.
Box walk.
That's funny.
So the security person.
I've had it done so many times, I just gave it a name. I don't know if anybody else calls it that, but I call it the box walk.
So not. Yeah. I'm going to just share something. So I'm going to do a story on your anniversary. Somebody's on the phone. It's probably a friend. I'm writing a story, Geraldine, already for tomorrow. And you know me, I'm writing it ahead of time.
Right,
and I wrote,
always.
In the radio business, being around 20 years is a pretty rare thing.
Oh.
And we had the chance to honor one of our very own last night. So I'm going to play back some of the sound from tonight, probably with some of the guests, because you're going to love them.
I'm going to love them.
Oh, my God. And we have someone on the phone for you right now. Mr. Tim Russell wants to say hello to you.
Tim Russell. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking about you yesterday. Just talking about you at dinner.
That's why my ears were blazing.
Oh, my gosh. And I heard you on the radio earlier today. It's just so good to hear your voice.
Well, congratulations on 20 years of fabulous success with WCCO Radio. But most importantly, this lifetime of achievement in the world of music, which is something I fondly remember every time I've heard you perform, Geraldine.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, sir, being in your gracious company, you were always one of the ones who would say, Geraldine, try this, try that. Whenever I was doing the skits on Prairie Home, you know, I could come to you and Susie and ask, okay, what do I do? I'm not doing that line right. You know, tell me what to do. So thank you for all the wonderful advice and for the love that you shared on that show. We had a great time, didn't we?
Well, that was just another facet of your talent. Nobody could play a strong, determined woman better than Geraldine Steele. And a little bit of sass thrown in there, too.
A little bit of sass. You know, it's a little sweeter when you get a little sassy.
That's right. But I've got to tell everybody that they're not familiar with your appearances on A Prairie Home Companion. When you would appear at the Hollywood Bowl before tens of thousands, well, you know, up to 15,000 or 18,000, whatever it would be, the whole show would just stop in its tracks when you and your sister would perform. They say they knock it out of the park. That's what we heard. And it was so thrilling and some of my fondest memories. So that's something I'll always remember. And of course, I worked with you a couple times in the afternoon. You'd come in and sub for Patty on occasion.
That's right.
And that was always a treat, too, because you were a person who knew how to speak her mind.
I remember that with you. That was really something, because you're intimidating when it comes to radio, let me tell you, sir. And so I was a little nervous, but I kept saying to myself, suck it up, Geraldine, you can do it. And I just really enjoyed it. So thank you for that opportunity.
Well, you're very welcome. And just hang in there. Another 20, who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. But if I go out right now from this, man, this is amazing. I had no idea. So thank you, Tim.
Well, you're very welcome, Geraldine, and congratulations once again.
All right, and give Judy a big hug for me, okay?
I will do that.
Thank
you,
sir. Wow. Tim Russell.
Tim Russell, just
oh
for you.
Oh, my gosh.
You
oh
ought to feel Lord. Real special
I
right
need
now,
to smell
girl.
My roses right oh. now. We'll be back in just a moment. Mike and Dave, I love you guys. I can't believe that. That is so awesome. I try to catch them every morning. Every morning I can, I try to catch them.
They are something else.
They are so funny. They're really funny. Oh, my gosh.
I'm over here shaking.
Happy anniversary from all of us.
20 years. And I've learned a lot in 20 years.
You know, I was going to say, because we thought folks could also call in with their favorites and what they love about you.
Yes.
At 989-9226, 651-989-9226. I remember. But I feel like people don't know this about our Sunday nights, because it kind of has just evolved.
It has.
I come in to do the 703 News live. Mm-hmm. I'm done at 8. And you and I inevitably sort of have had a little conversation at 7:08. And for folks listening tonight, just so you know, I never know, Shaletta, what she's going to start with.
Oh, I know.
I mean, sometimes we can spend 20 minutes on the fact that her hair fell off at a restaurant, her nail fell off. I mean, she is hysterical. One of my favorite Geraldine stories, Shaletta, you got to hear this.
Why? What happened?
She's walking down the street. She says to me, I was afraid somebody was coming after me. I thought I'd seen something behind me.
Yeah.
She realized it was her butt.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you made my side hurt. I'm working over here. Jimmy's got me doing stuff. I can't stop and laugh with y'all just because it's Geraldine's 20th anniversary.
You said that.
Yeah, I did. In fact, Javita used to say it all the time. She said, who that back there following me? Oh, that's me.
That's my bottom.
That's it.
That's a sister girl bottom. Anyway, it's always hilarious. Fun because I really don't know.
We never know.
Sometimes it's serious.
Sometimes
it's politics. And yeah. She comes in and she's on fire. The one thing that people don't know and I appreciate about Geraldine is that hours before her show, she's working. Mm-hmm. She doesn't just come in here and say, okay, what's going on? She spent hours reading and watching and listening and
researching.
You know, doing her research. And she says, I'm doing my homework. And I was like, oh, yeah, because that's right. You're in college. She's like, no, honey, my homework for the show.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I need to reevaluate my life. She gave me some squad goals right there.
You know, it's really difficult because for me, in the sense of knowing what sources to go to, we've talked about that, Susie, mm-hmm. You know, knowing what's the truth. I just had a woman come up to me at the hair shop yesterday, and she's showing everybody in the shop, oh, my God, the queen took a knee in front of Donald Trump, President Trump. She took a knee when the national anthem was playing. And as soon as she started saying it, I started going, nope, 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 not correct. No, honey, not true. She goes, yeah. Yeah, she took a knee. I said, I promise you that's not true. Then she started passing the picture around. People going, look at that leg, honey. That's not her leg. That's somebody else's leg. You know, so it's things like that that happen. And you know that people are getting the news that they shouldn't have. And I keep saying, how do I make sure that we're talking about the true issues from the true perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. From all of the perspectives, not just two sides, but three sides. And that's got to be tough for you too, Susie.
Oh, yeah, especially in a world like we have today where mm-hmm. everybody has a voice and the emotions are so high.
Are so high.
And it's just difficult to maneuver the landscape sometimes. Yeah. You know, you talk to one person, they say this happened. You talk to another person, they say this happened. And there's just so much out there that needs fixing.
Yeah. I've had, you know, people see me out in public and they'll hear my voice if I'm talking to someone. They'll go, oh, you're Geraldine Steele. I hate your show. And I've had people say, no, seriously. And they say, I hate your show, but I listen every Sunday night. And so I go, you hate my show, but you listen every Sunday night? Well, just keep hating me, darling. I understand. It's okay.
Because you do rattle people's cage a little bit.
But everyone's welcome here, too, right?
You don't shut the door on anybody.
Nope. And I try not to shut the door, not just on anyone, but on myself as well. So, you know, if people want to call in, you're welcome to call in. And, you know, I guess I'll have to take it.
I hope nobody calls.
I better hold on to the desk.
I hope nobody calls to say they hate your show. But, you know, that's really part of the business. If you put yourself out there and you want to be the voice of the masses, you know, whether it's on stage singing, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on television, people just have such a sense about being free to just take you down.
Yeah.
And so hopefully people will lift you up tonight, right?
Yes,
so.
And I have somebody ready to lift her up right now. One of her favorite listeners, Miss Betty, is on the phone.
Miss Betty is on the phone. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, honey.
Oh, I just love your show.
Oh.
Congratulations. When you were looking for the perfect hamburger?
Yes, the Juicy Lucy and all of them.
A well-known restaurant that has fabulous hamburgers, and asked him to send you a gift certificate.
Oh.
And he said he couldn't do that, the owner, but he sent me one, so I enjoyed it on your behalf.
That's so kind of you.
One of my caregivers, a son knows you're his son, who's been a mentor to him, and tells me what a fabulous family. course, I listen to your music when I can, and I so admire what you do and the causes that you take up. So many, many blessings, Geraldine.
Thank you. Keep it up,
and I plan to listen for another 20 years.
Oh, I hope so, Betty. Thank you, and God bless, honey. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that nice?
That is so sweet. Oh, I'm going to have to go to break because I'm about to drop a tear, y'all. Seriously,
this is
going to
be hard. Shaletta.
This is going
to be hard. I told her to keep my makeup together for when, you know, my true love comes. And I can't even say who it is because you're not supposed to know who's coming. So I can't even say it.
Oh, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you so much, WCCO Radio, Jimmy Erickson, and the team of for Steel Talk, and Shaletta Brundage, Susie Jones on with us. Jonathan Lowe, we miss you. It's just been a ride, and I'm excited, so excited tonight, but I am sweating bricks. I'm so nervous. So we have a couple callers. Who do we have?
We do. Well, first, we have Jim from Columbia Heights.
Hey, Jim from Columbia Heights.
Hey, Geraldine. Geraldine, I got a quick question for you. As a professional performer, do you still get butterflies in your stomach or nervous before you sing?
Absolutely,
I
do.
It looks so easy. What do you do to combat it?
I had to work at it for probably 15 or so years. Once I moved here to Minnesota, I was so nervous that I would lose my voice. The power of those butterflies can really take over. And so you have to be able to control it. And I learned how to control it. But I look for it for every performance because without it, I feel like that's the thing that moves you. That's the spirit voice, or it's something outside of the physical world for me. And so I've learned to deal with that. And, you know, you drink a lot of water before you go on stage and you concentrate on what you have to do. But once you are up there, and sometimes it just starts from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, and I just wait for it. And it's there when I'm singing. And sometimes it's only there for a short moment. And I go, okay, the butterfly went away. I'm okay. I'll just keep going. So yes, it still happens. And I'm just so grateful that I've learned how to accept it and how to deal with it.
Well, congratulations on 20 years at CCO.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I love your program.
I love being here. Thank you. In fact, Patti Peterson and her show used to be "I Love Being Here with You" was a song that she used to play.
Really?
Yeah, and it's so true. I love being here.
Well, guess who loves being on the phone lines with you? Shelly is here, and she's got a Geraldine memory. Hey, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So miss Geraldine. Happy anniversary. Thank you so much for your commitment to the community, for all the good you do. I enjoy listening to you. Two quick memories. I'll try to make it fast. I love that hour with Michael. I laugh every single time Jonathan would drop Soul Food Truck on him. And it's like he never saw it coming. It's like, oh, I knew it was coming. Love it. My favorite memory. Oh, hands down. So thank you not only for everything you do, but for sharing your family with us. Favorite memory. Mother's Day, you're taking your mom out to dinner, and she's like, I'm sorry, I am not eating at the bar. I hope you know the one I'm talking about.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Love it, love it. And then just one last comment. Ms. Shaletta just said how you do your homework before every show, and my comment is it doesn't take a savvy listener to recognize that you do such good work. So especially in these crazy times, we really appreciate you.
Oh, Shelly, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And oh my God, that story about my mom still lingers. And I've been back to that restaurant since then. Yeah.
I loved hearing everything about her. She's fun. And well, look what she did. The results speak, right? So she's amazing.
It's so
true.
You're
very blessed.
Thank you, Shelly. Yeah. You take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I have to tell a quick story because seriously, my mother this morning, I was putting away something in the kitchen, and she came over and she says, put this away and do this and then go over there and do this. And I said, Mom, how about please every now and then? And we laughed about it. She goes, no, I'm the mom. You're the daughter. That's the way it's going to be. And I just went, okay. Mm-hmm. I cannot usurp that. That is mama, period. And you are absolutely right, Mom. Okay. No matter how old we get, that's mama. And I'm grateful she's here. I really am. 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226 if you want to call in. I have another story I want to tell you. And I've told you this one before, Shaletta. I don't know if you remember, but it was a very strange afternoon getting on the plane at the airport, at the Minneapolis airport. And, you know, all of a sudden, a very tall man walks in with his entourage and he
walks right in front of me and he doesn't say, excuse me. Do you remember me telling that story?
Yes, you told me that.
Mm-hmm. And he walks right in front of me. And this was the weirdest thing because he, you know, was well spoken. You know, they were having a great conversation. And I thought to myself, okay, they're just going to walk in front of me. There's a line behind me even. So he's walking in front of all of us. Do I say something? And I chose to say, you're welcome. That's all.
The man
was
bigger than you, right?
Oh, girl, 6'5". I mean, seriously, very, very tall. And I finally said, okay, you know, okay, Geraldine, don't get upset. Just let it go. But I said, you're welcome. And he turned around and said, oh, I know your voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you're that girl. You're that woman on CCO. You're Geraldine Steele.
Ooh.
And I went, uh-oh, because I could tell by his tone
it wasn't
that he
be
did
good.
Not yeah. like me, right? And that was okay. And he said, yeah, you know, we disagree terribly. I mean, I'm on the opposite sides of you when it comes to politics. You know, politically, I'm a staunch Republican and you're a raging Democrat. And, you know, I don't like a lot of the things you said. And I said, then that's just fine. He said, but I like you, so I listen all the time. And I said, well, I appreciate that. He goes, I wish we had time in this line. We're too close now, because if we had enough time, I'd bring you to the other side. I'd make you a Republican before we got through this line.
He doesn't know you that well. He knows the voice, but he does not know the woman behind that voice.
But I thought it was really sweet. And before you knew it, we were laughing and talking, and even some of the guys that were with him. It was really disturbing at first. And then all of a sudden it kind of ended in a beautiful way. So,
oh, you know, I love that story.
Yeah, you just never know.
And that's the beautiful thing about you, is that when you do encounter people who don't have your views, or who are, you know, think differently, you don't cut them off. You don't bash them. You really do your best to listen, mm-hmm. you know. And one thing that you told me is that you said every person has a story to tell.
Every person has a story to tell. The world is made up of stories. That's the bottom line. I have mine. You have yours. And equally, they are important. Equally, they are important. I actually had someone that I just adore, and it's been very good to me, very kind and a great mentor. And he told me once, he said, Geraldine, you should tell stories. That's what you should do. Tell stories. He said, because you tell a great story, and I got a lot of them to tell. So, you know, I remember we did that segment called, I'm gonna think of it in just a moment, but it was a really sweet. Oh, Steal a Moment. That was what it was called. Steal a Moment, where we had to find something that was right with the world every Sunday night. And we would end with that. The last 4 minutes, was ending with that. And that was really special. So.
Oh, speaking of special, I've got Jim from St. Paul who wants to say hi to you.
Jim, the great arguer. How are you, Jim?
Really good. And you know, you were just speaking about my favorite times when I listened to you was on that little show you did at the end of the show. I just loved that.
Yes,
that was
still
so
a
nice.
Moment. Oh, I remember that. Jim, you and I had some serious conversations. I don't care. When we talked politics, you would call in all the time and you would say to me, no, Geraldine, this is how it is. And we'd have this wonderful banter between us. And you are one of those who educates himself. You are a smart voter. You look into all the sources you can find to determine where you stand.
This is true. But, you know, I really want to push something, if I may, and that is, I wish that Channel 2 would give you an hour show every week where you had to talk about shows and musicals and have your own music. That's really, I'd like to have you have a show like that, Geraldine. It took me years to learn how to pronounce your name, by the way, but...
Well, you've got it down now. That's for sure, Jim. And thank you for saying that. Let them know that. Send them a letter or an email. Call them.
I'm co-signing on that one.
I think that's what I'm going to do, because I'll tell you something. You'd be just wonderful.
Thank you, sir. I love, love, love being on that show. Thanks
okay,
a lot, Jim. Keep listening and call more.
Okay.
All right. I miss him when he's not calling. That's awesome.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Jim has been calling for years. I mean,
really?
Years, and then all of a sudden he'll stop calling. You know, the amazing thing about listeners here, they'll listen for a long time and they'll stick with you. And then every now and then they'll wander off just to another station or do something completely different, you know, and you wonder, oh, how are they doing? I hope they're doing okay. And, you know, we've had listeners that have called and all of a sudden they disappear for years and then all of a sudden they surface again and you go, oh, where have you been? So it's that special bond that we have from host to listener, and those that call in and really, you know that they can give their views. That's really important to me. I'm amazed at how some really view WCCO as a, you know, either a staunch Republican station or a staunch liberal station. And I don't see us like that. So I'm curious sometimes to know how we reach those opinions, but, you don't always have to agree with us, but having a conversation is most important to me. So thank you for listening for 20 years. And those of you that are just stepping in and hearing my voice or have just started listening for the last year or so, you know, I so enjoy being here, and I enjoy the conversations and all of the guests that we have. But the most important part of the show for me is to gab with you. It really is to talk with you. And we don't have as much time as we used to. We used to gab all the time. You know, sometimes I'd like to keep the first hour just for us. Do you remember those days? You know, and now with the times and all of the things that are in the news and staying current and making sure that we talk about some really important stories that are out there, and we get great guests on to give us clarity on what's happening in the world, what's happening in our state, what's happening in our city, what's happening in our communities, then that's really important too. But I do hope that we can start finding more time to talk to you, because that's most important to me. 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226 if you'd like to join us tonight. You're listening to Steele Talking. I am your host for 20 years, Geralyn Steele. I am filled with joy. We'll be back in a moment. Hey now, Mayor Fry, thank you so much. That's really special. Oh my God. Did not see that coming. That's amazing. 20 years for me has been just wonderful, Shaletta. But boy, this is really something tonight.
I'm so glad it is coming together. We've got folks saying hi, you know, recorded, and Susie's here, and you know, we got some more people coming later that are going to surprise you. But we also have somebody on the phone lines right now.
Who do we have?
Wendy Paulson.
Wendy Paulson.
Good.
Hey,
happy
now.
Beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I haven't seen you in so long. And I need to let you know, you remember that little elephant you gave my granddaughter?
Yes.
She's now 6 years old, and I still put that elephant up every year.
Oh,
every
so
year.
Sweet.
Oh,
my gosh, that's so darling.
How are you?
Darling.
Life is good?
Life is great. But I tell you, it's so easy for me on Sundays to find out how you're doing, because all I have to do is turn on CCO for some Steele Talking. So, Geralyn, I want to say something about all of the great things you do on the air, but it's also what you've been able to do off the air in the 20 years for your WCCO family. Mm-hmm. Some of the different things that we've had going on that I think the audience knows, maybe they don't, but the CCO family, it is a family. And there's usually a nucleus of one person who has that heart and soul that can deliver and inspire. And Geralyn, I think CCO, I know at least when I was there, it was always about, let's turn to Geralyn. Geralyn will know what to do when we have our working women's luncheon. How are we going to get these women excited? Geralyn Steele comes out and she gets the crowd revved up and ready. How are we going to help the WCCO family mourn the death of a wonderful WCCO leader? We're going to reach out to Geralyn, because Geralyn's going to know how to bring us all together. And it's the same thing you do on the air whenever you turn that microphone on. So I just want to tell you what an honor it has been to be able to work with you, how fabulous it is to hear you every Sunday on Steele Talking, and how much we all love you. Happy 20th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. Wendy, thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice. Just great to hear your voice. Thank you, honey. Oh, my goodness.
No, I can't wait until you come back to Hudson and you sing at my church.
I never see you there, though.
I'm hiding in the back. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, it's so good.
You're there? Yes. You're there? Come on.
Absolutely. Yes. I do. And now listen, I haven't been able to go to each appearance that you've had.
Yeah.
But the next one that you're going to be in, I'm going to reach out to you, and I am going to come running up to you. Here's what ends up happening at the end of your performances. The entire congregation, just like everywhere else, comes running up to meet you and greet you because they adore you. So I will make sure that I am one of those people again in that line, waving at you, and can't wait to go up, give you a big hug, and thank you.
I'm so going to hold you to that, okay?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready, too.
And I can't wait to see that elephant, too.
I have to take a picture of it. In fact, I think I have another picture from last year, but I put it up every year, and now I have two granddaughters. Hey, now.
Oh, congratulations.
Two girls.
How's Michael doing?
Michael's doing fantastic. Listen to him at 10 o'clock. He's on with me almost every Sunday, 10 o'clock
p.m. Fantastic.
Just awesome. Love having him on. It's great to hear your voice, and thank you for taking the time to do this. Means a lot,
Wendy. Absolutely, Geraldine. Happy 20th, girl. You're awesome.
Thank you. So are you.
Bye-bye.
That is Wendy Paulson. I used to be our program director
here.
Oh, my gosh. I think I've worked under four general managers, if I'm not mistaken. We lost one. Wow. Four general managers and I think three program directors, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to ask Lindsay to make sure of that. But I think so. All right, we got to take a break. It is now 7:56. We'll be back in a moment.
We should come up in here with.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.